And returning to the great Northwest is John Smith. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe, John.
Frank, it's great to be here.
Thanks. I have been wanting to have you in this studio live just forever. It's really, really glad that it worked out this time.
Yeah, great to be here in Eugene. What a beautiful town. Wow, I've only been here a couple times and just amazed how gorgeous it is, even in the rain.
Although you've been in Trempealeau in Wisconsin for 30 years now, you've got Northwest connections.
I do, yeah. Just love coming out this way. I've been, mostly the Sisters Folk Festival has been a strong thing for me in the last, in the last 7 or 8 years, I've been at it 3 times, I think. And so, and then that has generated a lot of connections in other towns as far as playing in Portland and Eugene here and Grants Pass and in Prineville where I played the other night. So all over the state kind of has connected from that festival.
I got to know, what kind of crowd do you get in Prineville?
probably just about what you can imagine. Imagine, yeah, really sweet, salt of the earth.
I'm imagining
folks.
Cowboy boots.
yeah, the cowboy boots, and just like I say, really down home, salt of the earth. We probably didn't talk politics. I kind of avoided that. I could just kind of look down the room and thought, I don't think I'm gonna, talk politics tonight. But really nice folks. Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
One of the things you've been doing in Sisters on and off for a while is teaching songwriting.
Yeah,
I'm always curious, first, how do you teach songwriting? But second, how does teaching help you understand your own songwriting?
That's a very good question, Frank. I think, just teaching it alone is a challenge in that it's such a subjective kind of art form. But you can have some proven things that kind of work, and you can share your own process. This is how the process works for me. This is how I approach this. Or when I get to this point in a song, I'm at my second verse, I could go here, I could go here. And I chose to go here because of this. And same thing musically. I did this musically, so I shifted here, this kind of thing. And, and there are things you teach about, showing instead of telling kind of thing, to paint a picture in your songs and stuff. And how it's affected me most is not so much at Sisters, because when I'm there, I'm teaching a class about this particular thing or that, like rewriting or something. Mm-hmm. Whereas I also teach a 5-day workshop every year at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur. And that's 5 days with just me as the teacher. So in that kind of a setting, there's a lot more writing exercises and then writing assignments, song assignments. And of course, when I give the song assignments, I always try to do the assignment
myself. Do your own homework, too.
Yeah. And that pushes me. And I've come away with a lot of songs from giving assignments. And also, I've been at a few places where I've been given an assignment. And to write to that, this somehow gives you a little deadline, so to speak, and pushes you more than you might. It's real easy to not write. It's very easy to not write songs.
Well, it's very easy to say that you're waiting for the idea or the inspiration.
Yeah, and that can be one of those kind of things. You sit there and put the piece of white paper in front of you, and all of a sudden you think, God, I think I need to do the laundry right now.
Boy, that lawn is getting awful tall.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing. So of course, discipline is a very big part of it, too. And that's the nice thing about going to like a 5-day workshop. All that stuff you can't do. You can't escape it. You can't run away. You sit down and you write and then share. There's a lot of critiquing goes on. But just being around a supportive circle of songwriters is very constructive and very supportive. I assume maybe Eugene has a...
There is a monthly songwriter's workshop down at Tsunami Books.
That can really be a powerful thing. Just it pushes you to say, I'm going to bring something this month. I'm going to bring a new song. I'm going to bring a new verse. I rewrote this song. I'm going to bring it to the group. And then, because it's real easy to play a song for your sweetheart, and they say, "Oh, honey, that's so great. Everything you do is so great," or the opposite, "Everything you do sucks." they go, "Yeah, whatever." Whereas with a group of constructive songwriters, they might say, "Geez, Frank, I really like what you did with this, and I love what you did with that. I kind of got lost. You know, in the second verse, I wasn't sure what, you know, I got a little vague about what you were saying, and maybe they might say, if it was my song, I might have made this part a little clearer, and here's how I might do it. So it's suggestion, you know, you can take it or leave it. It's people's suggestions, but you know you're getting it from a constructive source versus somebody who doesn't write songs, you know.
Well, speaking of bringing a song to the group, could you bring a song to the Saturday Cafe now?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I'm going to do an older song here that I wrote some years back in my little town of Trempealeau, Wisconsin. It's called Kicking the Stone, and I'm going to send this out to the ladies there on the 11th Street little coffee kiosk there that I know are sitting by their radio right now. It's called Kicking the Stone. Kicking this stone up this hill, past the old hotel and the railroad tracks in the rundown mill. I don't know what for, I don't quite know why, I just know I like the way it makes me feel inside. So I kick it hard until it rolls along. Next thing I know, I'm singing this song. Oh, kicking a stone, yeah, kicking a stone. Oh, up the hill and around the block and down the road, kicking these blues all alone. Right into the open light of day where moss can't grow. Oh, kicking this stone. Past the school playground, in the church graveyard, in the country club, in the factory, in the downtown bars. Past the alleyway, in the lock and dam. Past the poets, and the prostitutes, and the clergymen. By the city jail, and the county home. Past all the saints and sinners, kicking their stones. Oh, kicking a stone, yeah, kicking a stone. Oh, up the hill, and around the block, and down the road, kicking these balloons. All alone, out into the open light of day where moss can't grow. Oh, kicking a stone. I ain't making no mess, I ain't hurting no one. I'm just making my way a little each day to kingdom come. Kicking a stone down this long highway, all across the countless miles from the cradle to the grave. Past all my mistakes with all their guilt and shame, through the gentle rain of tears when sweet forgiveness came. Oh, kicking a stone, yeah, kicking a stone. Oh, up the hill and around the block and down the road, kicking these blues all alone. Out into the open light of day where moss can't grow. Kicking this stone, kicking my stone. Everybody just kicking our stones. Kicking now, kick him right on down to the 11th Street coffee kiosk down there. Say hi to the ladies down there, just to kick it down. Kick it hard, kick it fast. Don't gather any moss now, yeah.
Oh, nice dedication there, Johnny.
There you go.
My guest on the Saturday Cafe is John Smith.
Oh, Fast Lane Coffee. That's what it is.
There it
I
is.
I got the cup right there. Fast Lane Coffee. There you go, ladies.
Something I always loved about that song is how it takes such a tiny, simple, everyday thing that we've all done at one time or another and build it up into a metaphor for the walk between the cradle and the grave.
Yeah, it really is. I use that song sometimes, say, when I'm teaching, if we're talking about metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, we don't always use metaphors in songs, but it's nice. It's nice, and that's exactly what it is, that little simple act of kicking a stone. When I write songs like that one, for example, I just get out my guitar and I'm just, I can sit around my kitchen all day and do that and sip on coffee and groove. And then I just start babbling things. And then somewhere I babbled kicking this stone. And then having written a lot over the years, I could right away see the metaphor of the mm-hmm. whole thing. And so then it was a matter of trying to weave the song and make it a little more interesting as each verse kind of would progress. Yeah.
Your entire Oregon wing of this tour has been house concerts, it seems.
Yeah, it's been very, very growing, popular, great thing. Yeah.
How do you connect with people to do house concerts? How does that?
Well, there's a few different ways. One is, there are established house concerts. There are some very serious, just mm-hmm. like they were a club almost, to where they do one or two. Some people even do one a week, but, they do, say, one a month, and it's called whatever. Like last night I played out in Veneta at Steel Point Farms, and they probably do maybe one a month or something. Mm-hmm. And then I do a lot of those. And then there's also several people that become fans, like these people at Prineville that I played the other night. Great folks did the Americana project that's out of the Sisters mm-hmm. school, and we played in Redmond and Prineville, me and Keith Greninger and some other folks one time. And I met this couple, and they actually went to Ireland with me. I lead tours. That's another hat I wear. And they came over to Ireland with me, and we became good friends. And then when they saw that I was playing in Oregon, they got on the phone and said, "We want to host you. What do we do?" And I just kind of walk them through it. Like, you get the people in charge so much, and, we'll do it from here to here, and what time in the evening, and they move some furniture and get a few chairs from the local church or something. And, and they had about 50 people in their living room, and great. So, it's really become kind of a trend thing, and I think a lot of folks really like, instead of going to a club, mm-hmm. or something, there's a social aspect of going to somebody's house where, especially at intermission, instead of going back to your little table with your partner or whatever mm-hmm. and sitting, you really socialize. There's usually some...
You hang out in the kitchen and eat munchies actually get a chance to talk to the musician face-to-face.
Yeah, the musicians face-to-face, and just neighbors to get to meet people. I love that part of it. And there's just something very natural about most house concerts, not all of them, it depends on how big they are all acoustic, no PA of anything. So it's very organic, kind of the way music's written. Like for mm-hmm. me, I sit around and write in my kitchen and living room all the time, and so it's just like inviting some people in to witness that. And so it's very intimate and conducive to people being relaxed. And
Well, you're doing another one tonight in Sisters, the Harmony House Concert Series, and the phone number for that, one generally wants to call ahead whenever.
Call ahead. Well, you want to get the address. You'll have to get the address. Yeah.
541-548-7284 for tonight's show. Tomorrow, a matinee, 5 o'clock house concert in West Lynn, and that phone number is 503-655-9085.
And you might mention, too, Frank, that all of that is available at my website.
Oh, yeah, johnsmithmusic.com.
Make sure you put the music part, John Smith Music, versus johnsmith.com.
Well, John Smith is just such an uncommon name. You wouldn't expect it to show up on the Internet as often as it does.
So, yeah, make sure you put johnsmithmusic.com. And on my site there's a little stuff about the Irish tours that I lead every year, and love to have folks join me on that. They're 9 days and nights along the west coast of Ireland, and see beautiful sights during the day, and at night we do music with the Irish people every night. Then I also have a little thing on there about songwriting workshops that I do around the country. Yeah, and then of course schedule where I'm playing and stuff like that. So,
Well, John, thank you very much for joining me on the Saturday Cafe. It's good to get you out here live, finally.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. It's been, yeah. For those of you that don't know, Frank and I knew each other 25, 30, well, more than 25. You've been here 25.
Yeah, it's going on 30 years now, back from my Wisconsin days. We even share a music partner in common, a fellow named Hans Mayer, who used to be in Smith and Mayer. And made me infamous for a brief moment with children's music.
Yes, yeah, very. You guys did some great stuff. My brother eats bugs.
Well, let's have one more great song from you before
I'd be happy to.
Round out the set.
Here's another song from the new CD, a song I wrote on a Father's Day a couple of years back. It's called Father's Day. The first time I heard my dad say that he loved me was on Father's Day. I was a grown man. I was on the road. It was just the two of us talking on a pay telephone. Yeah, we talked to this, then we talked to that. We talked about fishing, talked about the Cubs and Mets. Then I said I had to go. That's when he said, I love you, son. I said, I love you too. And then we both hung up. I walked away. And tears came down like rain falling gently upon fallow ground. I felt the fields of my heart turn green from those few small words my father said to me. My father was a simple man, played cards on Sundays and grew a garden out back. He worked long days down on the foundry floor, and after supper time, pedal vacuum sweepers door to door. Yeah, and folks back then, they kept their feelings hid, kept them bottled up inside, safe under lid. So I'm glad he found the strength to say the way he felt about me on that Father's Day. I walked away and tears came down like rain falling gently upon fallow ground. I felt the fields of my heart turn green from those few small words my father said to me. Let it rain, let it rain. The strange thing about it is I never knew I had a hole inside that big, but I guess I did, because there it was, crying right out loud, saying fill me up. Yeah, so now I try to do my best to tell my kids I love them every chance I get. It's funny how a few small words can run so deep, make a baby smile or make a grown man weep. I walked away and tears came down like rain falling gently upon fallow ground. I felt the fields of my heart turn green from those few small words my father said.